This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, a special two-hour edition on Newsmax TV today. Joe Pags is on a one-day holiday. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Joe Pags. Great honor to be filling in for you today as your guest host, Wayne Allen Root. And, of course, every day of the week, I follow Joe Pags at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, right here on Newsmax TV. And, of course, you're listening to me on USA Radio Network, where I'm nationally syndicated. Thank you, USA Radio. We should be starting. I thought it was going to be on Monday, but we're starting either tomorrow or perhaps Monday in Chicago with our USA New Radio affiliate in Chicago. So we'll be starting, let's assume, on Monday. So we are on TV? Good, good. I just heard from my trusty board op that all is well, and we are on Newsmax TV. I wanted to make sure because I'm normally on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific every single day, so it's rare that I'm also on at 4, my time, 7, East Coast time, in place of Joe Pags for the day. As I said, it's his birthday, and we wish him a very, very wonderful birthday. Happy birthday, Joe Pags. You're a great guy and a great patriot, and you deserve a great day off, so enjoy it. And I will be off on Friday. I got to make sure in my hour I let all my viewers and fans know. I'll be off on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Because I'm taking a quick family vacation. My daughter, I have 4 kids. They are 10 years old, 14 years old, 18 years old, and the oldest is 26. And the 26-year-old goes to college thousands of miles away outside the United States in Europe. And she's home for the first time in a year. Hadn't seen my daughter in a year. And she's home taking a family vacation with dad and all the kids. And we're headed off to beautiful Park City, Utah for just quick 5 days. And I'll miss Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. And I hate missing days with any of you, believe me, because I enjoy doing the show so much. But in any case, today a very special two-hour edition on Newsmax TV. Let me give you the call-in number, because I love to take your calls. If you're not a usual viewer of my show at 8 o'clock Eastern, then you don't know that I love taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Whatever's on your mind, lots of big issues, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Phone number should be on the screen, 833-927-8255. You can always find me at USA Radio. If you don't listen to USA Radio, call your local conservative talk radio station and tell them you want your Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, and they can become an affiliate. All they have to do is go to usaradio.com, and all the contact information is there. In the meantime, you can listen to me 3 hours a day on TuneIn. Go to the TuneIn app on your phone. It's absolutely free. Or go to TuneIn.com on your desktop or laptop and just plug in KBDT, which is my Dallas affiliate, Big D Talk. KBDT, our flagship Dallas station on USA Radio. All right, enough of the self-promotion. It's time for a little fact and content. The biggest news stories of the day. Number one, President Trump calls on Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, to end the Mueller witch hunt. And he should end the Mueller witch hunt, but he won't, because Jeff Sessions is a coward and a chicken, and I believe he's being blackmailed. So he won't end it. But there's also a chance, and you'll hear Bill O'Reilly's on my show every evening at 8 o'clock Eastern. We lead off the show with him, I said every evening, usually 4 nights a week he's on. But tonight he'll lead off the show with our O'Reilly segment, me interviewing him. You'll hear me ask Bill O'Reilly about Donald Trump's comments about the Mueller witch hunt. And you'll hear me say that I think, really, it's not a matter of Trump really wanting Sessions to end the witch hunt. It's psyching the other side out. Whether Sessions does it or not, only him and Trump know if this is a wink and they have some sort of pre-agreed deal. I have no idea. But I think Trump plays psychological warfare with all his opponents, and this is all psychological warfare. And I think his goal is A, psyching the other side out, and B, it is building the narrative that the whole thing's a witch hunt and it's a crock. And no matter what Mueller does, what conclusion or decision he comes to, the American people will find it unjustified and not credible because Donald Trump keeps chipping away at it, chipping away. He's like George Washington with the axe and the cherry tree. Just eventually you chop it down. Chop, 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 and eventually it comes down. And Trump has taken Mueller down. So I'm not sure what his objective is, if he really wants it to end or he just thinks that the American people need to know that it's a crock. Other big news story, I'm the only host in America I know of that has stayed on the story that South Africa has passed a law that they can steal any white person's farm. Any white person's land, not just farmland, land. If you're white, you have the wrong pigment in your skin, they could take your land away from you. Up till now, they had to pay you to steal it from you, but now they're changing the constitution of South Africa to take the land away from you without any payment, just pure theft. First it was theft. I mean, can you imagine, even if someone's willing to pay you, if someone could just come on your land and say, you're white, you don't deserve the house, here's $300,000, have a nice life, and you're gone, you're evicted. And maybe it's worth $1 million, they give you $300,000, that's not exactly fair, that's theft too. And even if they pay you the full amount, it's still theft if they take your land without you having a say. They do that in South Africa. And Obama gave a speech in South Africa, accepted their money, and never, ever, ever said a word about it. He stood on the stage with the specific president who's doing this. His name is Cyril Ramaphosa. Cyril Ramaphosa is the president of South Africa. And he is the racist who wants to steal the land from white people. And literally, hundreds and hundreds of white farmers have been murdered in the last few years. And it's one every 5 days is murdered in South Africa. White farmers murdered every 5 days, according to British newspapers, because the crime is they're white. And so if this was happening to blacks in South Africa, it would be called apartheid. It would be called a sin. It would be called a horrible thing. It would be called genocide. And it would be called theft and slavery and all the above. But it's happening to white people in South Africa, and the world doesn't care. And Obama went there and handed them credibility by standing on the stage with their president and saying nothing and acting like we're all great friends. So that's Obama. South Africa to change the constitution to allow the theft of land from white farmers. And they're actually saying the words genocide. We're not killing you right now, but if you resist, eventually there will be genocide. There'll be mass slaughter of the white people. And nobody's saying a thing in Hollywood at the Academy Awards. Nobody's saying a thing in the media. No one's saying a thing anywhere. No liberal would ever mention it. No conservative's mentioning it. Wayne Root is mentioning it because it's so awful. Apartheid was awful. Slavery, awful. Anything you do bad to people that involves their race, awful, right? So it's not awful if you do it to white people? Really? So reverse racism, reverse slavery, reverse murder, reverse theft is okay? Wow, that's crazy. So I'll stay on the issue when others haven't. I've gotten many letters from South Africa thanking me for staying on this issue. I've also gotten a lot of letters from the United Kingdom because I'm the only host I know of who brought up Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson is just a good old-fashioned British white guy. You know, it doesn't matter if he's white. He could be a British black guy. Whatever he is, a British guy and a Christian, and he's not happy about Muslim refugee immigration into his country. He believes that they're causing a lot of problem and a lot of crime. And he has a right to say that. It's called free speech, not in England. There is no free speech in England. Matter of fact, if you post something negative about Muslim immigration in England, they can come and literally arrest you in the middle of the night or threaten to arrest you. They'll knock on your door and tell you, take it down. Next time you put it up, we arrest you. That's going on in England and other European countries. They don't understand the freedom of speech that we have in America. And we can never afford to lose it, right? So Tommy Robinson did that. He literally, Facebook post stories, videos, and has a big following in England. And he put a camera in front of himself, a video camera, but you could do it with your phone, right? And he filmed himself, and behind him in the picture, here's his face, and in the picture behind him is a courthouse in England. I believe it was in Leeds, England, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a trial of Muslim child rapists, a whole gang of Muslims who gang raped and enslaved kidnapped, enslaved, and committed sex crimes and sex trafficking with young girls in England. For merely showing that on a video on his Facebook page, police came and arrested him, claimed someone had complained. They brought him to court. They denied him a lawyer, and the judge sentenced him on the spot to prison, and they took him off to prison. There are no rights in England anymore. He was just freed by the Court of Appeal, who basically agreed with me that you can't do this. You have to give a person civil rights, and they deserve a lawyer, and they deserve a trial, and they deserve a jury. Tommy Robinson never got one, so now he has been released from prison. And ironically, how about this one? It could have been a death sentence for merely free speech and filming something and talking about it. Because they put him in a prison that's predominantly Muslim criminals in that prison, Muslim inmates, and they all said, we're going to kill you, we're going to rape you. And Muslims throughout England threatened his wife and his family. We're going to kill his wife. We're going to kill his kids. These are all things going on in England today, all because he merely spoke up. Merely spoke up. Now, again, I'm not a fan of hate speech. If you speak up and you say, I hate someone because of the color of their skin, that's bad in any country. But he didn't say, I hate Muslims. He didn't say, I want to kill Muslims. He didn't recommend anyone hurt Muslims. He was showing a trial where Muslims were, in fact, on trial. I believe they had already been convicted and they were being sentenced to prison for child rape and child sex trafficking. And they sent him to prison for speaking about it. Then they demanded total silence from the media. They said, we'll throw you in prison if any newspaper covers that we arrested Tommy Robinson and that we imprisoned Tommy Robinson without a trial, without a jury, and without a lawyer. Amazing. A gag order on the media in England. Well, you couldn't get away with that in America, I don't think. I hope not. I hope it won't come to that. I know with Donald Trump as president, it won't come to that. But I think with Hillary as president, it could very well have come to that. When we get back, calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to talk to you. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and most importantly, Trump warrior, Trump champion, Trump defender. Even liberal media says number one Trump defender and champion in this country is Wayne Allen Root. Those of you who don't know me, it's Joe Pag's show. I'm on Following Joe every single night. I'm on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, but Joe's away for his birthday today, enjoying a well-deserved day off. We wish you a happy birthday, Mr. Pags. And I am here, the warrior is in, to fill in as guest host for Joe and do 2 hours in a row of my show on Newsmax TV. All right, some more things in the news I think you should know about, and then we'll grab a few calls. Trump gives $400,000 to repair military cemeteries, and the liberal media ignores the story. How many of you know Trump isn't taking a salary, not a cent, to be president of the United States? Not a cent. And so in the first quarter, 2018, he donated his salary to the Department of Veterans Affairs. So he gave it to vets. Then in this quarter, instead of taking a salary, he donated the money to the Department of Interior, where it'll be used for construction and repair at military cemeteries. Do you ever hear this in the evening news? No, this news isn't out there. Tommy Robinson thrown in jail without a lawyer in England because he dared to say something negative about Muslim refugees and Muslim rapists? No, it's not on the evening news. Disappeared. White people being murdered in South Africa for their land. Not on the news at all. Just total, complete cover-up. And I'm sure liberals listening to the show right now, watching the show right now, would say, oh, my God, he must be a racist to mention that white people are being murdered in South Africa. You can't do that. You can mention black people are being murdered in apartheid, but you can't. You're not allowed to mention white people are being murdered, are you? He must be a racist. You're not allowed to mention that a man was thrown in jail with no rights, no lawyer, no jury in England for daring to criticize Muslim rapists. How could Wayne Root say that? You're not allowed to say that? I didn't know. Liberals don't believe you're allowed to say that? I guess on Columbia University's campus, you'd be stoned for saying that. At Cal Berkeley, you'd be stoned for saying that, right? At Harvard, they'd spit on you for saying that. But you know what? I'm just telling the truth, just like Donald Trump tells the truth. And guess what? Trump's winning. He's going to win by a landslide in 2020 for telling the truth. Here's the truth. Thousands of tons of cocaine entered America because Obama turned a blind eye on Hezbollah, drug dealing, and drug trafficking to seal the Iran deal. So this is a true story, okay? This wasn't broken by Wayne Root or the right-wing media. It was broken by Politico, and it's a fact. There's something called Project Cassandra, which was a counterterrorism effort by the United States government against Hezbollah's drug dealers. And they tried to arrest the drug dealers and put them in jail, and Obama stopped them and would not let them because he was trying to close the Iran deal and he didn't want problems. Hezbollah, of course, is the Iranian, basically, terrorist force. And he didn't want problems, causing problems for Iran would cause them to not do the Iran deal. So if he did something big like arrest Hezbollah drug dealers, international drug traffickers, it might upset the Iran deal. Can you imagine if a Republican American president did something like that? That would be the end of his presidency. Can you imagine if a Republican president or former president appeared in South Africa during apartheid and appeared to give the president who was literally violating the rights and stealing the land and murdering black farmers or black property owners, and he gave them credibility by standing on the stage with that president and said nothing, never scolded him. Can you imagine what the media would say? But in this case, Obama did it, and it's white farmers being murdered and their land stolen, and nobody cares. No one in the media will mention it. Good news, Democratic mouthpiece Maxine Waters hit with an FEC complaint over campaign mailers. Not only are the mailers some sort of problem to skirt campaign contribution limits, ostensibly, that's the charge, allegedly, but also they're all set up so that her daughter can make a fortune. Maxine Waters' daughter is Karen Waters. She's been paid $750,000, allegedly, for helping produce flyers for her mother's campaign. That's how the politicians enrich themselves. California urges residents to resist the citizenship question on the U.S. Census. Because in their mind, it's unconstitutional. Wait a minute. The Constitution says you can't come to America illegally. It's illegal to be here illegally. They don't understand that. To ask the question is completely legal and completely fair. Are you an American citizen? No non-American citizen should ever be allowed to fill out the census. No non-American citizen should count in the census. They don't understand that in California. Unbelievable. And how about this one? Non-citizens across the U.S. find it easy to register to vote and cast votes. I told you so. I said it before Donald Trump said it. Millions of illegals, not just non-citizens, illegals. Millions of illegals are voting in this country. That's what gives the Democrats their edge. Without illegal citizens and non-citizens, Democrats couldn't win elections. That's their only advantage. They got to open the borders and let people pour in who are not American and don't understand our laws or our Constitution. Trump said it. I said it. War now. We'll be right back.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now!
USA Radio News.
As wildfires continue to burn in California, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The White House and FEMA have been actively monitoring the wildfires to ensure that federal assistance is provided as quickly as possible. On Saturday, the president declared that an emergency exists for the California wildfires. As a result, FEMA has placed resources from 8 different federal departments and agencies to support the efforts of local firefighters and relief organizations.
Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing regarding election meddling and the various social media platforms that are used for some of that meddling. Senator Marco Rubio said we can't just so blame every social media platform.
There are things these folks can be doing to improve the way they operate, no doubt about it. But ultimately, we really should be focused on what's being done.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is
WAR Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, WAR Now. I've got the most wild, interesting life. I should be that guy in the beer commercial, the most interesting man in the world. You wouldn't believe my life. By the way, I'm guest hosting today for Joe Pags. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Joe. You deserve a wonderful day off. Happy birthday to you. And I'm glad I get a chance to introduce myself to all your fans and viewers. So, hi, all my Newsmax TV viewers who normally tune in for Joe Pags. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and Trump warrior. And I am on every night after Joe at 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 Pacific. I took a second to generate what coast I'm on, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the West Coast. This show is all over the United States in multiple time zones, and we like to quote East Coast first. But I'm a little burned out today, because 2 hours on TV, 3 hours altogether on radio. If you knew my life, you would understand. So every day, 3 hours of radio. Every day, 1 hour of TV. I'm writing the book about Donald Trump and the Trump rules for Newsmax and their publishing division. That'll be out in January. You'll see it advertised day and night all over Newsmax TV. I'm very honored and proud that Newsmax chose me. They publish one book a year, and Wayne Root is writing the book on Donald Trump's life and how you can apply it in your life to have great success. I'm doing all that at the same time as the 3 hours of radio, hour of TV, same time as running multiple businesses, same time as writing a twice-a-week newspaper column for the Las Vegas newspaper, 16th biggest newspaper in America, which generally my columns are picked up by conservative sites all over the United States and syndicated. I'm also, at this moment today, I spent hours negotiating a new deal for me to be the host of a new fantasy football show that'll be on national TV. And I'm a football expert. Long before I ever got into politics, I was known as the king of Vegas sports gambling. And so, literally, fantasy football has become this explosive business, and there's a couple of new shows on TV and radio coming out, and they want me to be the host of them. So I spent most of today negotiating and talking about that and figuring out when am I going to do that at the same time I'm doing this national TV show. And then separate from that, I haven't even announced this yet. I just signed a deal for the biggest deal of my entire life, and I can't even talk about it yet. But it's far bigger than anything I've ever done in my entire life, and it will be announced in the coming days. So just a lot of things going on in my life all at the same time. Very interesting life, very exciting life, but overwhelming. I'm a one-man army. It's hard to keep up. Let's grab a few calls. And we'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK. My show is filled the entire show with callers, but you, Joe Pags audience, you're not used to that, so we'll break you in slowly. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to talk to you about Trump, the Mueller trial, all the things going on, the crazy Democrats trying to frame Trump, impeach Trump, assassinate Trump. You name the topic, they're out there. South Africa, great topic. What's happening in South Africa? Tommy Robinson, great topic. California, what an insane state that is. We don't need a wall with Mexico. We need a wall with California. We got to wall them in and keep them out. We can't let them populate the rest of our population. We got to wall off California. So those are all great topics for today's show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We've got Matt from South Carolina on line one, who's been waiting patiently. Hey, Matt, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you finally got introduced to Wayne Root. You're normally, I assume, a PAGS viewer. Is that right, in this hour?
Yeah, we watch it, PAGS and you, and then all the way down to Joe.
Very good.
We watch it all.
Very good. So tell me what's on your mind today.
As an employee of a gun maker, Second Amendment rights are important. And a parent of a Marine, of course, the military is important. But the first thing that came to mind when Obama decided not to address the stuff going on over there when he was in Kenya was it almost seems like he's involved in trying to align himself with getting some of the action. I was just wondering what you might think about that.
Well, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. So he gave a speech in Kenya about 2 weeks ago, and he's trying to act like he is born and raised in Kenya. We all know that that was what a lot of people said, and they were called birthers and terrible people. Obama said in his speech, "I'm the only American president ever from Kenya." I assume he would say he meant his lineage, his roots, as it were. I'm Wayne Root, but his roots are from Kenya. His father was from Kenya. I don't know that he would ever say, "I meant I was born in Kenya." I doubt that was what his intent was. But you're saying he wants to ingratiate himself with the people of Kenya and make hundreds of millions of dollars by doing deals in Kenya as the ex-American president, rich himself by living on that American title. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, it seems like, yeah, he's trying to, you know, get in good with them to get, you know, maybe, who knows, some of this land they're taking from the people that are being killed over there.
Well, the land that's being taken is South Africa. Let's not confuse, Matt. Totally different country.
Oh,
totally different.
It's in a totally different area?
Yeah, totally different. South Africa is a country of itself. You know, it has the name Africa in it, but it's the continent of Africa. It's the country of South Africa at the very bottom, the Horn of Africa. And then Kenya is in a totally different location, much further north. They have nothing to do with one another. And I know nothing about, you know, to my knowledge, there's no whites being killed or land being stolen from white people in Kenya. It's happening in South Africa. Different story. But my criticism, so you understand it, Matt, is, can you imagine if an American president like Trump, a white Republican American president, stood on a stage with a white president of, say, South Africa while they were practicing apartheid and putting black people in slavery and stopping black people from owning properties, stealing their properties, murdering black people? Terrible thing. Awful. Anyone who likes apartheid is a racist. Anyone who would accept that is wrong. And so I'm glad apartheid is gone, but now we've got a new kind of apartheid against white people in South Africa. And Obama stood on that stage and gave basically America's approval and credibility to this guy by saying nothing. Cyril Ramaphosa, I believe, is the name of the president of South Africa. He enhanced his stature by standing on the stage with him and saying nothing and never criticizing him. And the media said nothing.
Yeah,
that's my story.
That's just disgraceful. I mean,
right. Exactly.
Man, he should have said something, being that he was in the region at least,
right.
Not only
in the region, in the country where it's happening, and
yeah.
They're changing the constitution right as we speak, that it's legal to steal farmland or property from any white person in South Africa, and the president has made the comment. Here's the important thing: for the moment, we're not going to murder the white people. There won't be a genocide for the moment. But if they willingly give up their land, but if they fight, there could in fact be a genocide. Genocide is like the Holocaust. It means you're going to kill every white person for the sin of being white, for the color of their skin, for the pigment of their skin. How do we allow that to go on, those words, and the American president says nothing? Amazing. All right. Hey, Matt, we appreciate your call. Matt from South Carolina, thank you for calling. We got John from Washington, D.C. on the line. John, you're on with Wayne Rudolph. Also wants to talk about South Africa. How are you today?
Okay, fellow Italian by acclamation. Was Joe Pags one of your guys when you were going to school?
He wasn't. I never knew Joe in those days.
An honorary Italian.
Yeah, no, Joe's a great guy, and I know him personally, but he was not my friend growing up when I grew up in a little Italian neighborhood on the Bronx borderline. I'm not sure where Joe grew up. Do you know where he's from originally?
New York. Yeah, that's why I asked. I'm not sure what section, but yeah, he's definitely from New York.
All right, very good. That must be why we like each other.
I'm from Newark, New Jersey originally, so
yeah.
It's like another borough of New York.
Another
and
very dangerous place.
Greener, he checked out my credibility because he knows a lot about Newark. And I heard during some of your conversation that there is no mafia. And I remember when Joe Valachi came to Washington and he testified before some subcommittee. And he said, well, yeah, you're right. There's no mafia. It's called La Casa Nostra, our thing.
By the way, John, when did I say there was no mafia? Did I say there was no mafia?
No, I think you were discussing that with the call screener. And, of course, people joke when they say there's no mafia.
Oh, we were joking about that. You heard us joking around together, me and Chris.
Yeah,
you're
off the air. Yeah,
he said that my suit looked very mafia.
And I just wanted to throw that thing about, you know, they call themselves La Casa Nostra.
Yeah.
And that's what I call the Clinton Foundation. It's, you know, a foundation just for the Clinton family, for essentially mother, father, and daughter. And
what is this? By the way.
Billions, and nobody knows what happened to all the money.
John, there's two kinds. John, there's two kinds of.
I have to catch that speech that Obama was giving in South Africa, and supposedly he was down there honoring the national hero, his 100th, the anniversary of his 100th
Nelson
birthday
Mandela.
Recently.
Nelson Mandela.
And his wife was was on the stage. Of course, they had a falling out. But she's like Hillary Clinton. She's an evil woman. And I remember what her people used to do to gain power. They called it the necklace. And they would take a rubber tire and put it around an enemy's neck and tie his hands behind his back and throw gasoline in inside the tire and light it and burn the guy's head off. That's the kind of people you're dealing with down there. But Obama, you know, they're black, so, you know, they're good people. The white people, he hates white people. When are you guys going to figure this out? He doesn't have any problem with them confiscating land, and even if they kill them, because it didn't belong to them in the first place. Who the hell were these Dutch to come in there and set up something and make a
all right, John, we're headed for an ad break. Just be careful. We can't make too extreme comments on the show. That's not necessarily the feelings of me or a lot of other people. I don't know that Barack Obama hates white people. I do know that Barack Obama was on that stage, and he didn't say a word about the fact that, you know, white people in South Africa are, in fact, being robbed of their land, and some of them are being murdered. One every 5 days is being murdered. He didn't say anything. I think that's terrible. I think that's awful. I don't know if I'd agree with you that I could say, I don't know what's in a man's heart. I don't know if he hates white people. I don't know if I would say that. I also don't know if I'd say all South Africans are that kind of people that put a burning necklace around your neck. There were some really bad revolutionaries that did that, and they were, in fact, partners with Winnie Mandela, Nelson's ex-wife. Nelson was a fantastic man. Nelson Mandela was one of the great men in world history who got out of prison and held no hatred and wanted no revenge against his white captain. Good man. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. Now, normally I'm on 8 o'clock Eastern every single night on Newsmax TV, 5 Pacific. That's where I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I think in terms of West Coast, Left Coast, you guys, most of you, I think at home, think in terms of Central Time and East Coast Time. But I am normally on at 8 in my third hour of my radio show. You're watching me now because it's Joe Pags' hour on Newsmax TV, and it's Joe Pags' birthday today. Happy birthday, birthday boy. You deserve a great day off. Enjoy yourself. Hope you're having fun, Joe Pags. Many, many more great birthdays. You're a great patriot. All right. I am the warrior, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. Lots of things going on in the news, but rather than talk about them all, we'll grab a few more calls because you've been waiting patiently. Let's start with line four, David in Tennessee. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Very good. Tell us what you want to talk about tonight.
Well, I thought I'd talk about the South Africa problem and the California problem together.
Okay.
As far as the Democrats wanting to bring in more votes, let's say, from south of the border into California, and you mentioned walling off California. The basic idea of killing off the white farmers and the white landowners in South Africa is something similar. It's what you could call a purification of Africa. You know, Africa for the blacks and for the Africans, let's say, and the invaders are
the white invaders. That's how they see it. That's how they see it. The white invaders.
Exactly.
I get it.
Well, when there's enough voters and voting block from south of the border in California and other places,
I get the point.
There's not going to be Republicans or Democrats anymore. It'll be La Raza. And that's when we start feeling the crunch here. I mean, yeah, it's illegal and stuff like this. But how illegal depends on what side you're looking at. And if it's against white people, even in America right now, it's true that if we say something like, well, we don't like rap music, then that's racist.
Right.
But if they say, hey, let's go out and kill some whites, That's just because they're upset with us. That's not
right. Yeah, no, listen. Listen, here's what I wish. Here's what I wish. I'm uncomfortable, just as everybody is, by the way, to ever talk too much about race. I wish we could just talk about right versus left, because it doesn't matter to me what the color of a person's skin is. It matters what they believe in. I never hated Obama because he was black.
Oh, yeah,
I hated
absolutely.
What he believed in. Right?
I myself personally have a really high regard for Ben Carson and what he's done for his own self. And there's so many others that you may not
so
even know
others.
And so many others.
Listen,
that I
can name three off the top of my head right now. Three great patriot Republican African-Americans. You got Ben Carson.
Yeah,
you got
exactly.
Herman Cain. You got Colonel Allen West. Three fabulous guys. I don't recognize the color of their skin. I love those guys. I don't care what color their skin is.
I was thinking of Deneen Borelli.
Deneen Borelli's a friend of mine. I know Deneen.
Of course, she's not black. She's a well-tanned Italian.
I don't know what Deneen is, but Deneen's a great patriot. So, I mean, there's lots of people in this country that are left, lots that are left, that are right, and those on the right could be any color, those on the left could be any color. It's the thoughts that we want to debate, not the color of their skin, not the pigment of their skin. It's the cerebral in their brains that we want to debate with. And so, you know, I don't care if you're a black conservative, I love you, and if you're a white liberal, I can't stand you. It's not about race. It's about right versus left. And it does just so happen that a majority of minority voters in this country do think left. They've been brainwashed by the pathetic public school system and the teachers' unions, and they think left. But I believe they can be reprogrammed to look at things in a different way and be open to the conservative movement. I do believe they've been all brainwashed and programmed one way. They can be programmed the other way. Be open-minded. What has the Democratic Party ever done for you? The answer is nothing. Not only nothing, but less than nothing. They've addicted you to the pathetic politics of woe is me and oh my God, the whole world's against me and I can never achieve anything in America. Well, everybody else is achieving left and right. It's the greatest country in world history and people achieve things all the time who don't have a thought in the back of their head that you can't achieve something because of the color of your skin. This is what they've done. They need to make you feel like you have grievances. And if you didn't feel that way, you might vote Republican. You might actually achieve something and want to protect it and vote Republican. So they can't let you achieve something. They want you to be poor, and they want you to be angry, and they want you to have grievances against the American system and the American people. So those are my problems. I don't care about the color of a person's skin. Let's grab one last call. Thank you, David in Tennessee. Let's take Matthew in Kansas. Matt, you're on with Wayne Root. Hey, Matt, here's the deal. Joe Pack's show is ending right now, and my show starts in a matter of minutes. And we'll keep you on. You'll be the first caller on the Wayne Root Show. I'll take you at the top of the hour, okay? So hang on. Don't go anywhere. You're number one up in the batting order. You're leading off on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, coming up next on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. You're on national TV and radio. Matt, you're a star. We'll be right back. War Now. Happy birthday, Pat.
Advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local states.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.